Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast, the ultimate destination for a life filled with pleasure. Join us as we explore the vast landscape of pleasure, from the tantalizing to the transformative. This isn't just a podcast. It's a journey into the joyous realms of life's most delightful experiences. We're here to break down barriers, challenge norms, and open up conversations about the incredible world of pleasure. Expect insightful interviews with experts, everyday adventurers, and anyone embracing the extraordinary in the ordinary. Discover how pleasure isn't just a luxury, but a fundamental part of your well-being. Subscribe now to the Pleasure Positive Podcast and embark on a voyage where pleasure is not just celebrated, it's a way of life. Welcome to the Pleasure Positive Podcast.
Ooh, I want pleasure. Yeah.
Hey there, Clitorati. Welcome back to the Pleasure Positive Podcast, where we are all about diving deep into the world of pleasure with a side of sass and sprinkle of resilience. This season, we're on a mission to empower you all to embrace. This is live, people. Embrace pleasure resilience like the champions that you are. And what better way to kick off than by diving into the electric realm of dominatrix roleplay, two of my favorite things. So get ready to unleash your inner power, Glitterati, because today we're stepping into the shoes of the fierce and fabulous dominatrix. So grab your favorite whip, slip into something scandalous, and let's whip up some pleasure resilience together. It's time to show the world just how fierce and fabulous we can be. Let's dive in and make pleasure our playground. Woo! I'm so excited for today's episode.
Yes. I really dressed for this episode. I just got this for my birthday. It was a present from my mom. And I was like, I have to whip it out for the dominatrix episode. There's literally it's a silk button up covered in tigers all making different roaring faces. So
I love that.
Anyways.
Like Madison and I have been celebrating her birthday. You guys, this is like a monumental event. Madison is almost no longer in her 20s.
It's wild. It's so exciting. I'm going to be part of the club.
You're going to be part of, we're going to be in the
30
same,
and up club.
We're going to be in the same decade for 2 years, and then I'm leaving you again.
No, what's wild is I had a couple of sexual satisfaction sessions with members from our community. If you don't know what those are, you're probably not on our email list. You should email us to get on there because we're offering these free sexual satisfaction calls. And I had a couple of calls this week with ladies under the age of 22.
Oh, wow.
And that's right when we started. I met you when I was 20, and we really started things around 22, when I was 22, 23. I was talking to myself this week. I was like, oh, girl, you in the right place. Yeah. But it's wild to be like, here we are on the tail end of a decade together and the show.
Yeah.
And we're stepping into a new era.
That's perfect. We're both – one of the things I love about our friendship is that we both kind of dom each other.
Oh, yes, we do. We know when
yes.
to as well. We know, like this morning when I was kvetching about something, and then you just gracefully disrupted that shit like a bestie does.
Fuck yeah. I've got you. The whole.
Also, me and Lindsay, I needed to say, we sing each other this song. Maybe you know it. Like when we really are feeling proud of each other for being best friends, Lindsay will just look at me.
She my best friend.
Wait, isn't
do
that
it?
Like a Cardi B song? Wait, wait.
It's she's my best friend.
She can be wild on social media.
And then I
please don't kill me, Doja Cat.
And then I respond to her because Lindsay, she's always, as I've known her, driven a Prius. Yeah. And she used to have a silver one, but now she has a gray one. So I respond with, and she got drive a gray Prius. And we just goof out over this. It's like our inside joke. It tickles us. It delights us. But going back to doming each other, creating an energetic agreement with somebody to be able to go into role playing with that energy, because sometimes I need to be lifted up and you can dom me in business platonically and vice versa.
So this whole conversation started with one of our participants that's in our Pleasure Accelerator program now. It's a multi-month program. They get coaching with us, and we were on a one-on-one call with this participant, and she got so, like, the expression on her face, and she was like, I want to explore being a a dominatrix. Role play, right? Like, not a professional. I was like, professionally?
Yep.
And she said, no, in her relationship. And this is one of my, I'm like a role play slut. Like, I'm so into it. But it was interesting because she had shared how it was really effortless for her in a previous relationship, kind of because she didn't give a shit. So she was like able to explore both her like dominant and submissive side. And then she said in her new relationship, she really cares about this person. And the partner was open to it, but she was really having a hard time. So we got into this whole conversation with her about how she can really ease into it, the parameters of dominatrix role play. And then it hit us like someone squirting in my face that we should do an episode about this. So so first, let's just talk a little bit about, for anyone who's, maybe this is their first episode. Hello, welcome. We are the Pleasure Positive Podcast, formerly known as Glit Talk. So I want to read a definition from an article about exactly what is a dominatrix. So a dominatrix, dom or dom for short, is a woman-identifying, non-binary, or queer gender person who is physically or psychologically dominates their partner, generally known within the BDSM community as a submissive or sub. So the person you're dominating is the submissive or sub. And in the BDSM community, there are two main types of doms. There's lifestyle dominatrixes who take a dominant role with their submissives all day, every day, and then there's dominatrixes who explore kinks, fetishes, and BDSM. That's bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism. Okay, that's what BDSM means for anyone who doesn't know, and should involve a careful amount of negotiating and communication prior to any sexual or non-sexual domination activity to ensure that there's consent. Today, Madison and I already tapped into a little bit of the lifestyle dominatrixes and the fun that you can have with that, even with your friends, right? We like to bring kink into all aspects of our life, which has been pretty life-changing. So we're going to go through and talk about some parameters you can set, whether you want to be a lifestyle dominatrix or something more in the bedroom with a partner, to make sure that there's consent involved, everyone feels safe, and that you feel safe to play with that. Is there anything I missed there, Miss Sugar?
No, I'm so into this. I'm just like, yeah, you're crushing it right now. And I can't believe we haven't done a proper episode on this in this way.
Well, we've had professional domination.
We've done here and there.
But we really haven't delved into doming as a lifestyle or
the spectrum. And also, I feel that there's this spectrum, right? And when we've had certain dominatrix on, they're in a certain place in that spectrum. And what I love about this definition is just opens up our minds to what the world of a dominatrix can look like and how you can step into, we all have a little dom in us, right? And here's the thing too, it's like in a relationship, in a partner dynamic, there may be like a percentage for the both of you where one of you wants to be dominant. And this is what our participant in the Pleasure Accelerator was saying, was like 80% he wants to be dominant, but he wants 20% for her to be dominant. And so in stepping into like discovering your inner dominatrix, it's not this whole, oh, now every time I'm going to be doing this. And I just feel like that's refreshing and approachable. Mm-hmm. Because we can ease into this, right? There can be like a stepping stone that launches a journey and an unfolding. And maybe you want to just explore with 5% of the time with your partner, being the dominant
one. Well, and two, like something that...
I also imagine that there's some people who maybe they haven't talked to their partner about this, then they want to be more dominant. Mm-hmm. Maybe their partner's always the dominant one. And so I think we should get into this conversation a little bit of like how to, if you want to switch gears and you want to play with these power dynamics in your relationship and it currently occurs to you like, oh my God, my partner would never let me be the dom. We can talk about that and explore that and how to approach that in this episode.
And the thing too is like maybe it's a combination of being a lifestyle dom. So for me, I'm the boss in my career. I'm business partners in this aspect of my career with Madison and Sugar. So I am doming a lot of my life. And I had this misconception that doming only existed in the bed during sex. But just as we've talked about flirting as a lifestyle, it's really been something fun for me to play with, like I said, in my friendships, in my relationship, bringing this sensual doming energy, like a flirty dom, and having fun with it. And I found that my husband really reacts well to it outside of the bedroom. And it's in, when I'm, instead of being critical or instead of nagging, I essentially dom him with a request, right? Instead of like, why didn't you do this? I'll be like, it really turns me on when you do this. Because what I've realized, being critical of my partner is turns him way the fuck off. And I don't get what I want. So you have to like playing with this sensual dom thing in my relationship and making requests versus being critical and doing it in a flirty sort of dom way. Both of us get what we want.
Yeah, it's so brilliant and it's so true. Who feels open and receptive to pleasure when they're being judged and analyzed and assessed and criticized?
It's not sexy.
And so it's not. And what a great transmuting disempowering conversations into kink is something that we have talked about for a couple of years now on this show. And so I love it. Like even before the bedroom, how can we step into our inner dom?
As communication coaches, I think obviously the first thing in any sort of, if we're going to go more into the BDSM world of this, is to talk first, right? So the first thing is to really have an open dialogue, because if you just go in with whips and chains and leather and your partner doesn't know what's happening, that could be a little scary for them. But I think the first thing it,
I would be alarmed. Like, please don't do that.
Don't shock the hell out of your partners. That's your kink. So the first thing with any sort of BDSM play is you want to talk to your partner first. Talk about your bodies, your desires, your boundaries, both physical and mental. Because there is a huge, you know, for me, I am what I call an intellectual kink. It is like the dirty talk, like the deep fantasy. But, you know, if someone goes too far in that fantasy, you know, that could be a turnoff. So really talk about your edges, as we call them, right? Your full body fuck yeses. And something that, especially specifically in the bedroom, I would recommend is really come up, establish safe words, right? It could be as simple as red, yellow, green, coconut, whatever it is, like something for, hey, this is great, or hey, yellow could be you're approaching an edge for me, and red is you've gone over, right? So that way, as the dom, you feel the freedom, because in any sort of BDSM play, it is about communication both ways. And so the dom wants to know that they're not crossing a boundary, but it is also up to the sub to be communicating. So you've got to set up those parameters first. And with our coachee, we talked to her about that. And that was a huge sense of relief for her, because she was really afraid of crossing a boundary. I'm like, well, talk about it ahead of time. Don't learn the hard way.
And on the other side of this, if you're in one of those situations where you're like, ugh, my partner would not let me be dominant, or I don't even know. That starting with the conversation, saying, talk to your partner. It could look something like this. Hey, I really want to explore being dominant just a little bit, maybe like 5% or 10%, and play with a little bit of that power play and switch. And like, how do you feel about that? Would you be open to that? Would you be into that? It's something that I'm desiring. It's something that I think would really turn me on. I'd love to explore it. I don't know where I want it to go, but would you be willing to explore with me? And then inside of that, what do they need? If they're a yes, okay, so what are you comfortable with? What are you not comfortable with? Maybe a golden shower straight out the gate just isn't the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or maybe it is. But you got to have the conversation.
Or maybe it is.
And actually, you know what we should do, Madison? We have a great resource. So something like, and we really want you to have deep, in-depth conversations. Like, create a written document. Create a list of things that are hard limits and boundaries. What kind of role play you're into. Teasing. Are you into delayed gratification? And if you and your partner are interested in like certain role plays or certain kinks, really brainstorm together. And we have a great resource that we should give them. It's called like the Full Body Fuck Yes Checklist. And we've got a bunch of conversation starters that you can have. We'll put the link to that in our show notes if you're looking for a jumping off point. So you could literally throw this list down your partner and be like, we have a checklist. It's like a yes, a maybe, or a no. And you could just go through this list together as a way to start the conversation. Is a really fun way. Like, literally talk it all out so there's no surprises.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love that. We'll definitely include that resource for you. Yeah. I would say something that's really important as well, even we've talked a lot about the Kinsey scale, right? Mm. Like the spectrum of one's sexuality. Where do we fall? Like, how gay are we? Yeah. And depends, I feel the that there is a dominatrix scale. Totally. That's reminding me of this song. Does anyone watch the show Big Mouth, made by Nick Kroll, produces and directs it, not. And John Mulaney's in it. And there's a scene with John Mulaney plays like a 11-year-old boy going through puberty, and he's maybe I'm gay, and they break into song, and he's gay, totally gay, and then by the end of the song, he's actually I'm not. It's so great, but I love the freedom in that. Where it's like we can actually explore, because you might go on this dominatrix journey and be like, oh, wow, I'm not as far on the spectrum of this side as I thought I would be. And I know for me, when I started exploring my inner dom, and it reminds me of like the first time I went to Burning Man, where I thought I was going to be at all the dungeons, thought I was going to be at all the kink camps, all the BDSM camps, and literally I did not go to any. I tried, and I was like, ooh, my pussy was like backing up. And this bitch wanted to just ride on a bicycle and eat snow cones like a little kid. So
it was really hot that year.
Okay. It was so hot. I didn't know anything different. It was my first time. But I realized from that was great data. Mm. What that told me is my body said, okay, you're not into the whips and chains side of this. And I remember we had this guest, and she used the word sensual dom. And that, it was like I heard it and my whole archetypally, I was completely recreated. I was like, oh, that, because let me tell you, I'm a bossy bitch. I love it. Like, but I am. I'm not bossy. Like, I know what I want. I asked for it. But this was like an invitation. When I heard that word, I was like, oh. And with the erotic blueprints, which is, we advocate that quiz. Oh, yeah. If you haven't taken it's incredible. And they give you the different archetypes, and one of them is sensual, and I'm very highly sensual. And so I was like, oh, this makes sense. And as you do pleasure research, if you're a longtime listener, maybe you've been on this journey doing pleasure research, or maybe you're like, what the fuck is pleasure research? Like, we all have this pleasure archaeology, right? And this, our body has data to give us and information to give us. And when we're actually listening, we can assimilate that information and do something with it. And so what I did was, oh, okay, I'm going to explore the sensual dom energy. So something that I love to do is have a massage table out and have all these oils and candles and incense and invite my husband in for a massage where he's blindfolded and I'm in charge. And it's not whips and chains, but it's a massage table and oils and a blindfold, right? So it's like the tools and the accessories might look different, but it's still this same concept of dominatrix.
Yeah, it's
doming.
Like sensual,
it's a power
is,
play dynamic.
But it's and sensual doming, correct me if I believe that it's really about you're in control, but you're really delighting the senses. Mm-hmm. And it's really about sensual play. The intimate experience focuses on pleasure. Yes. Rather than pain. So a dominatrix, you're still in control.
Yes.
But you're actually focused on pleasure. Rather, I think a lot of people, this is a big misconception. They think dominatrix whips, chains, pain. Yeah. No, there are sensual doms that focus on pleasure. So maybe someone's tied up, but you're tickling them with a feather. That is also a form of doming.
Or maybe you're giving them a bath. Yeah. And rubbing them with a sponge and oils and soaps. And yeah, and it comes down to, it's a power dynamic. So we talk about role playing, right? Let's break that down. We are playing a role, agreed upon period of time where a role is being reenacted, right? When there's two people in creating sexual energy with each other, we have what's called polarity. We talked a little bit about this, I believe, in the season mm-hmm. 6 intro. We're going to be uncovering polarity because it is managing for polarity is a key part of your pleasure resilience. And especially for those of you that are in long-term relationships, if you don't have polarity, what you have resonance. And when there's resonance, what that looks like is cuddling on the couch, watching movies, no banging, no orgasms, which is fine. But if you're stuck in a rut of resonance, we might want to break, we want to then get interested in how do I create polarity? And if you're struggling with creating polarity in your relationship to have that sexual intimacy, that desire, that initiation from both sides, then this dominatrix conversation could be a great catalyst for creating that polarity, because by nature, role-playing puts us in a power dynamic where there's an alpha mm-hmm. and omega. And that's what creates polarity, is when there's alpha, that's known as the masculine, or omega, the feminine, the receiving, yeah. the generating. We need those two components to have that passion and intimacy, that spark. So I love the dominatrix conversation, because I think it is a catalyst into creating that polarity that we all want, that creates that hot sex.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, the sensual dom thing was a real game changer for me, because my partner is masculine. He does not want to be like, you're a bad boy. That's not he's into, but he could be into me slowly taking an ice cube and playing all over his body with it slowly and relaxing him. So I think that's a conversation. Right. I think with men, they're like, they just imagine a woman in all latex, which is hot too. Honestly, I want to be dommed by a woman. All these dominatrixes in dungeons.
Oh, I want to totally want to be like, dommed by a woman.
I've never had a woman come of her own choice. I'm like, I'm going to be the first. But that's cool. And then the other thing that I think can open up this conversation with a partner is letting this be sensual play versus, I think that something that can really open up this conversation is removing the expectations from sex, removing even the expectation of sex. So this could be something like, if sex right now, if you are in that a rut or something, and sex that feels a little overwhelming to you, this might actually be a great place to start creating that polarity. Instead of focusing on your genitals and sex and orgasms, why not just create a safe play zone for openness? And if you remove the expectation of sex, it might really open up something for you guys. So it's, if I know for some women, they're like, sex is painful. Okay, start with this. Start to just turn each other on with the sub-dom play and not even have sex be the end goal. That can really, if you're like, hey, I just want to have adult playtime with you, that can remove a lot of the pressure of this conversation as well. Mm. And just explore each other.
And it's such a tricky thing too, right? Because when you don't have the expectation, what ends up happening? You usually end up getting the outcome you want.
Right.
But if there's any part of you that's not having an expectation so that you can get what you want, right? And in order to, we have to be really careful yep. of those. It's manipulative. It's just taking, you're just taking spiritual tools and manipulating them to work in your favor. That's, we don't approve of that message. Yeah. Here. So we want to be really careful, right, about knowing our power in a situation. And really just, this word is like the only word I can think of in this moment, but like, surrender to the fucking present moment. And it seems like a hard thing to do, but your pleasure lives in the moment. So for example, I mentioned one of my favorite things as a sensual dom is the massage, the blindfolded yes. massage, right? My partner is very analytical. So really helpful thing for analytical folks is to remove one of their senses. And if you take away their sight, it actually helps them lower the volume on that part of their brain that wants to analyze the environment, right? So we're de-stimulating. And that then, I am blindfolding him. I'm not smacking the blindfold on his face. I'm in a really pleasurable way, like putting the blindfold on his face. And I'm like, I can take this off whenever you want. It's open. He's not trapped into the experience. Mm-hmm. And having that, the activity of the massage, so whatever it is, you want to know what your prop is, right? Mm-hmm. Wherever you fall on the spectrum, whips and chains or massage oils and bathtubs, right? Know the props that feathers, floggers, know the props that create that invitation energetically that both parties can then relax into, yes. right? And so once everyone knows what they want, what they like, what they want to be in the space, get the things. And this is where you can create some spicy fun in shopping for these props, yes. whether you do it on your own or you're doing it with your partner, and you can put it in your schedule. Take yourself out on a date and go get the props mm-hmm. that will allow you to step into. And I think one of the best pieces of advice we gave our member of the Pleasure Accelerator that got this coaching from us was about creating a character.
Yes.
You told her tell us Beyonce, yeah, the Beyonce parable.
Okay, so for our participant, she was having a hard time of worrying that herself as identity was going to do something wrong. I said, so Let me tell you a little story about Beyonce and me. I'm a stage performer, and when you can create a character, so for Beyonce, she has this character called Sasha Fierce, and that is the one that goes on stage and does all this stuff, because Beyonce is painfully shy in person, as self-proclaimed by herself. And she had to create this other character and go on stage and be that character and then leave it on the stage. And that's something that can transmute very easily to sex as well. If you're create a character, create a name. Who is your dom? Let that person be in the bedroom as this third entity, and create something that makes you feel powerful. And along with Madison was talking about toys and props, right? What is your character's uniform? Right? Is she wearing a leather corset? Is she wearing a feather boa? Really? And there's three archetypes that I find. There's either the goddess, the queen, or the mistress, right? And see which one resonates with you, and really just embody an alter ego. And I find that if she has a uniform and maybe three different outfits, like, you can put yourself in character. Get yourself into character. Be in the mirror, maybe like dom yourself a little bit before your partner even comes into the room, can really be something fun. And that's the role play aspect of it, right? So it's like your partner gets to, maybe you have a short bob wig that you throw on. It's your partner's, if they have a kink of fucking a stranger, that could be a fun role play. Or you get to be someone else and imagine that you don't know your partner, or vice versa. Or maybe you are a professional dominatrix. Like, the role play aspect, if you can get into a character, really opens up a whole world of role play.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the most powerful tips. It's instead of being effective with this and making it happen in your life, because you might be listening and, oh, that sounds fun, and then you're going to put this on the back burner. Right. And I just want to say, hey, that's on the table for you. Then this is the thing. In terms of creating momentum for you to start to take a little bit of action, like journal, right? Like right now, like, or right after the episode. What's her name? What is she wearing?
What's your what is
what?
Mine
what
is,
are the props?
Mine's Lanasty. Right?
I'm a mistress tigress.
Ooh, I like that.
Mistress tigress.
Mistress tigress.
Yeah, exactly. The shirt really inspired it. I was like, tigress?
I like
what?
It. That's-
and then the little, almost like a shopping list. Okay, what do I need now? Do I need to go buy like a silk pair of pajamas with tigers all over it like I did?
Right.
No, but what's the shopping list? Action, putting it into action and making it real is what we're all about here at Pleasure Positive Living. Yeah. Knowledge is power, right? This may bring forward some like insights, some ahas, some ideas. The greatest gift you could give yourself is take one thing that we said and turn it into an action. And that is how you bring something closer, like your desires closer into reality. Yep. You've got to do something with that. So what was your favorite piece here?
Well, there's one piece I want to touch on, is especially in the world of BDSM, something really important to continue to create the safe container ongoingly, because with each session we learn something new about ourselves. So I think aftercare is really important.
Oh my God, how could I forget aftercare? I literally preached it.
Two
podcast episodes. Literally episode 2 of season 6, I was like, after, there's literally like all these clips of like 10 clips of me talking about aftercare. I was like, oh my God, she beat a dead horse with
well,
it. Oh
but,
my God.
You know, and I think that.
So what could some aftercare tips look like, right?
Well, I think that, you know, even if you're not playing in the world of BDSM, like a little bit of aftercare is a great way to continue to learn with your partner, right? So, you know, start by, you know, expressing appreciation. I really loved it when you did this. Like giving your partner positive feedback, like when you did that really felt good. So they know, like, we are not mind readers. Unless you are, then good for you. But most of us in this earth are not mind readers. So when you tell things that you really liked, your partner knows to do more of that.
That's that positive reinforcement.
Yeah, positive reinforcement afterwards, some pillow talk, a little emotional check-in. Especially if you are doing more of the traditional BDSM dominatrix play, a lot of people will need a little cuddling, some emotional check-in, like, how are you feeling? Sometimes BDSM can bring up stuff for people. And it is important to really just, it's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to go take a shower. Take that time to be tender with each other, check in on each other's emotions, hold each other, really just connect in with each other. And then talk to your partner about any feelings that were brought up and really discuss openly both what worked and what didn't work. So like that, and when you talk about what didn't work in a open, safe dialogue, then you just know to not bring that into the next session, and the sessions continue to get better.
And then another thing about aftercare outside of just talking about it is you could actually beforehand do a little check-in of maybe some physical things you might need for afterward. I love how you touched on all of the emotional and mental, because we want to manage for any sort of impact from our experience, and we want to positively reinforce the things that work, but also take a time to say if something like didn't work. And then, but on the physical front, you could set this up beforehand. So I know for me personally and my partner, after we're covered in body oil, we really have to be wash each other off.
Yeah, there you go.
And that can be arranged beforehand. Hey, I'm willing to do this thing. Right, let's say it's a golden shower. I'm willing to have you pee on me, but I would really appreciate it if after you pee on me, you would wash me. Yeah. You wash me with a loofah in the shower. And can I sit? Can you wash me? So like you could create what you need physically for after. And especially for those people, sometimes there can be mess, right? Whether it's whatever spectrum we're on, sometimes there could be messiness in what we're doing, right? If we're playing with food, if we're playing with oils, and for those that mess kind of triggers you and it's hard to stay in a space of turn on and be present to your pleasure when things get messy, and that could be the thing that's blocking you from wanting you to get into a dynamic where you don't have control because you're not in the DOM, maybe you're the sub, then you can really just set all these parameters up beforehand of, okay, I'm willing to get messy with you or willing to do this with you as long as, and whatever it is that you need. Yep. So we can set up our aftercare parameters before. Yeah. So we know on the other side, I'm going to be held and this is going to happen. And our brain can be like, okay, cool. Let's be in the moment. Let's play. Let's make this happen.
One of the things
I almost stepped over aftercare.
Well, one of the things that I really like to do is I call it like creating a menu, right? So if you like for me, I like the element of someone taking charge of the aftercare, but I like give them a menu of things. Give them four things that would really make you feel taken care of and loved, but that let them in the moment be spontaneous in which menu item they choose. So if you guys can create a menu together of your aftercare routine, be like, any of these things would work. But then if I'm doming, then I like for them to dom the aftercare. And they can pick from the menu what to do, and I get to just relax into the aftercare. You can also pre-create like a menu together and a little prefix menu and pick and then let your partner pick and choose and relinquish control back to them as you're transitioning back into the real world, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Brilliant.
I'm horny. I want to go masturbate now.
I'm with you.
So if this is a conversation you'd like to explore deeper with us, like we said, we are providing free complimentary exploratory sexual satisfaction calls. Do us a favor. If you don't follow us on Instagram, go ahead and give us a follow at Pleasure Positive Living. Send us a DM with the word Dom Me in all caps. If you just send us a little DM, we'll get back to you. Like one of us, a real person, will get back to you. We'll set up a call with you and we can explore this further. If you are sitting there thinking, oh, all of this sounds great, but I have no idea how to bring this up to my partner, I need a little more individualized attention, we're happy to hop on a call with you. So send us a DM on our Instagram that says Dom Me, and we will get back to you and we'll schedule a call and we'll hop on a call with you. And we'd love anything we can to give you a little more individualized attention. Yeah. We hope you all enjoyed this episode for exploring the world of dominatrix role play and sensual doming. And yeah, this was fun. And we'll be posting on our stories this weekend from Madison's birthday party. Not too many, though. Madison.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going out of the country.
Out of the country? Okay. She'll be in Mexico. Okay. Anyways, we hope that you love this episode. Clitorati, as always, make sure to like, follow, subscribe, give us a 5-star review. Let us know if you love the new theme song, since we used to get so much hate for the old one. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.